Well, what I read mostly is the newspaper, but not books or some other kind of literature. I don't know. Maybe it's just that I'm not too interested. I have never been too interested in reading, only when I started to teach myself Spanish. That's when I like to read the newspaper.
Which newspapers do you read?
Just the Laredo Times and the Diario from across the river.
Do you read both Spanish and English?
And English, yes.
What about chickens? Where would they be kept?
In a chicken coop.
What does that look like?
It's a place that has that's fenced in or surrounded by chicken wire, and it has a roof over it.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called
a setting hen.
And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in a nest of fooler?
An artificial egg. I guess.
Say if you had a real good set of dishes, your dishes would be made out of
china.
What about an egg made out of that? You call it
a china egg.
Do you ever hear the setting hen called a brooding?
A brooding hen, yes.
Is that the same thing?
Well, a brooding hen, I'm not sure whether it's when she's setting to take out her, to have her baby chicks, or if the baby chicks are already born and they are with her.
You know, when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
The wishbone.
Do you ever hear any sort of superstition?
Oh, yes. The one who gets the biggest or the longest piece of the wishbone gets to have a wish granted or something like that.
Do you believe that?
No.
A farm that has a lot of milk cows in it. They sell the milk.
Dairy farm.
Do you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else?
A dairy? No, I think it's applied only to, I don't know, unless I may be wrong, but I think it's applied only to a place where milk is gotten from, or
What about before people had refrigerators, where would they keep their milk and butter?
In ice boxes. I used to have one. I used to have an ice box. We were talking about that, the secretary and myself, because she asked me the same question, that says that her grandmother has never been able to answer her that question about, you know, how meat and butter and eggs and you know, several things were kept before refrigerators came into being. And I tell her that some people, you know, used even a tub, a big tub with a big piece of ice in the middle, and they would put their things, their most perishable, around that tub or around that piece of ice. I was one of the fortunate ones that had an ice box.
What about people who didn't have ice boxes, who couldn't afford them?